AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Authorities in New York say an Air Canada jet hit a fire truck on the LaGuardia Airport runway late last night. The pilot and co-pilot were killed in the collision. Two Port Authority employees who were traveling in the fire truck suffered injuries. Catherine Garcia, executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, says they were not believed to be life-threatening.
It is anticipated that the airport will be closed at least until 2 p.m. this afternoon to facilitate the investigation by NTSB, which has already begun to be on site.
Audio courtesy WABC-TV. More than 40 people were taken to hospitals. Authorities say most have since been released. The plane was carrying 76 people and had flown to New York from Montreal. In other news, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Iran is threatening to start hitting Gulf electrical plants, which power U.S. bases.
Iran says it will strike power plants across the Middle East if President Donald Trump follows through on his threat to bomb power stations in the Islamic Republic. And Tehran adds it will mine the entire Persian Gulf if invaded. The threat puts at risk both electrical supplies and water in the Gulf Arab states, particularly as the desert nations commingle their power stations with desalination plants, crucial for supplying drinking water. Following the threat, Iran's semi-official Farsi news agency published a list of such facilities, including the UAE's nuclear power plant. Israel launched new attacks on Monday on the Iranian capital, saying it had begun a wide-scale wave of strikes on infrastructure targets in Tehran without immediately elaborating. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Global shares fell while oil prices continued to climb. This is AP News. A statue of Christopher Columbus has been placed on the grounds of the Eisenhower Executive Office building adjacent to the White House. It's the latest effort by President Trump's administration to recognize the controversial explorer. In sports, once again, the NCAA tournament is producing upsets and results that no one can predict.
No perfect men's NCAA tournament brackets remain among the millions of entries in the ESPN Bracket Challenge and in contests tracked on the NCAA's official website. The end came when number 6 Tennessee beat number 3 seed Virginia in the 44th game of the tournament. Sunday started with two perfect brackets left in the ESPN contest and four on the NCAA's official website, which tracks the ESPN Challenge along with six contests run by other outlets. ESPN had 26.5 million entries and 36 million were tracked by the NCAA website. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.